Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast calls for a sunny and less humid day today, 80 to 85. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 75 to 80. On Saturday, some clouds, temperatures in the mid-70s. And on Sunday, some late showers after a sunny start, 75 to 80. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. In a story that was in yesterday's Poughkeepsie Journal, Arnoff Moving and Storage customers may have had their data stolen by hackers as part of a breach, according to the company. It wouldn't say how many customers may have been impacted, how long ago the data may be from, or if the breach was limited to its regional Mid-Hudson Valley branches. While the Poughkeepsie-based company serves Dutchess, Orange, Ulster, and Putnam counties, it also has offices in the Capital Region, Western Connecticut, and Massachusetts, and Florida, according to its site. The alleged hackers posted to a website what they claim are examples of the private information stolen, including forms that have names, contact information, and credit card numbers. Daniel Arnoff, the company's vice president, said they're working with the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office and FBI. They plan to contact customers once they understand the full extent of the breach. The Connecticut Senate and House okayed the $46.3 billion plan, but they missed a deadline. Deliberations are going to carry on into a special legislative session despite the House and Senate approving a two-year spending package. More time is needed to finish up because although the final Senate vote came 5.5 hours before the midnight adjournment deadline, the omnibus authorization bill needed to carry out various budget provisions that was not going to be ready. The main budget bill passed with bipartisan majorities, something that last happened in 2017 and 2018 when Democrats and Republicans in the mostly closely divided legislature in decades initially approved a two-year budget and subsequently approved adjustments to its second year. On Wednesday in Connecticut, cases reported for COVID-19 since the beginning of the pandemic stood at 348,262. That was up about 108 in the past week. Out of the 13,356 tests administered, just 108 came back positive. That results in a positivity rate of 0.81%. There were two additional coronavirus-related deaths, bringing the overall total in the state since the pandemic began to over 8,200. Hospitalizations increased by 4 people since Tuesday, bringing the current total to 76. The number of total tests performed since the pandemic began is now well over 9,340,000. That was an increase of over 13,000 since last week. Great Barrington Advisory urges good discretion among soaring vaccination rates. With the rates topping more than 90% in some age groups, the Board of Health issued an advisory to use good discretion and kindness during the transition to a full reopening after the state lifted most COVID-19 restrictions on May 29th. Without elaborating on specifics, the advisory urges residents, businesses, and visitors to, quote, use good discretion with excellent public health practices we've come accustomed to in the last year, especially while indoors, end quote. Meanwhile, the town has not seen a virus case in more than 2 weeks, Health Agent Rebecca Jerski said Friday, and well over half the residents aged 12 to 29 in a cohort that includes Great Barrington, Alfred, Egremont, Mount Washington, and New Marlborough have at least one dose of the vaccine. 93% of those 30 to 49 have had at least one shot. For those 65 and up, the rate is more than 95%. A reminder, the Stockbridge Grange on Church Street is serving up a takeout-only public baked bean and ham dinner with your choice of lemon or chocolate cream pie for dessert. The pickup will take place on Sunday, June 13th from 12 noon to 1:30, but all orders must be submitted no later than today. 413-443-4352 or 413-243-1298. The Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise is back, the 10th annual, brought to you by the VFW Post 6851 in North Canaan. Food, cars, motorcycles, music, and fun. Every Thursday evening from 6 until 9 p.m. through August the 26th. Coming up, performing on tonight, will be the Rocking Heartbeats. It's Rain or Shine at the Post. The Sharon Sewer and Water Commission has their meeting tonight coming up at 7 p.m. Norfolk Library will kick off their summer reading program, Tales and Tales. That comes up tomorrow at 6:30 with a pet parade. Prizes will be given in many different categories. On Saturday, June 12th at 8 a.m. to 12 noon, it's Bulk Trash and Electronics Recycling Day in Millerton, New York at 11 South Center Street, the town garage. More information on that at It's climatesmartmillerton.org. The Hillsdale Car Show, with trucks, motorcycles, muscle cars, street rods, customs, and rat rods, will be held Saturday from 9 to 4 at 3:30. The awards will be given at Hamlet Park in Hillsdale. It's open to spectators and children free. Bring a mask, trophies, including People's Choice Award, vendors, food, music, the 50-50 raffle to benefit the Hamlet Park renovations. On Saturday at 1 o'clock, it's a celebration of Bonnie Akjar's life at the Veterans Field Lions Club Pavilion. You're invited to come celebrate the life of Bonnie Akjar. It is a public event. There'll be beer, wine, soda, water available. Also fresh-cut French fries, hot dogs, hamburgers, and a pig roast. By the way, you can bring your own food as well. Live music with Brother Other and other musical guests. Also, if you have any questions, just run down Ray Jr. or Bumpa and ask them those questions. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Underwriting support from Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912, 413-243-0347. On the web, valleyinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 152.68 yesterday. It starts off today at 34,447.14. The NASDAQ down 13.16 to 13,911.75. And the S&P 500 starts off today at 4219.55. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.